بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. بعد، الترغيب في الأضحية. We are just changing chapters now as we are coming close to Dhul Hijjah, and we are about 3 weeks, 22 days away from the day of Eid al-Adha. So to revise the lesson of Udhiyah Qurbani from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to build up this drive and this fervor, enthusiasm to do the Qurbani, to purchase the right animal and to spend our money in the best of actions on the days of Qurbani. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ma amila adamiyun min amalin yawman nahri ahabba ila Allah min ihraq al-dam وإنه لتأتي يوم القيامة في فرشه بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم لا يقع من الله بما كان قبل أن يقع من الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا. This is of Tirmidhi Sharif, where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that on the day of Nahar, the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of slaughtering, there is no action that a person can do that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the spilling of the blood, meaning the slaughtering, zabah, slaughtering of animals, and the nahar of the camels. And that animal that a person slaughters for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, with its hair or wool, and with its hooves. When you're slaughtering that animal on this earth, Allah Ta'ala already accepts it in His court. Literal translation, the blood already falls by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala before it even falls on the earth, meaning it's accepted. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا nafsa. So do it wholeheartedly, do it happily. This is not just a job that has to be done. It is an ibadat. I must do it happily. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ma hadihi al-adahi. O Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, what is this qurbani and animals that we slaughter? Qala sunnatu abikum Ibrahim, salawatullah alayhi wa salamu. This is the practice and the way and the sunnah of your forefather Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. In our deen, we find that Ibrahim alayhi salam, there is such a great connection in our ibadat. Millata abikum Ibrahim, huwa sammakumul muslimin. Thumma awhayna ilayka an ittabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He gave this name. Qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. Qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. The submission, the lesson of submission, we revise every year. Every year we are revising that how Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted, prepared to give his life, his child, his wife, sacrifice his hometown, sacrifice his own father's company, everything he was prepared to sacrifice to make Allah Ta'ala happy. At the end, Allah crowned his, all his qurbani and his sacrifice in his life with acceptance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him remembered, his legacy continues. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Even the maqam Ibrahim, right by the Kaaba, Zamzam, the barakat of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Building the Kaaba Sharif, Safa and Marwa, the pelting of the Jamarat. So Ibrahim alayhi salam features all over. And one of the greatest sacrifices, Inni ara fil manam. He says to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, who was only about 15, 16, 17 at the time, different narrations, Anni adbahuk, O my son, I am slaughtering you. Fandur madha tara. This was going to be the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the son of a Nabi. So what was his mind and his heart? O my son, now he knows that this is wahi from Allah Ta'ala, I have to do it. So, O my son, I have to do this. But what do you feel? Ya abatif'al ma tu'mar. So this is what we call Islam, submission. That a person is prepared to sacrifice everything. Oh my father, do what you have been commanded to do. Do what you have been commanded to do. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. And the Mufassirin explained, very heart-wrenching, how he told his father, oh my father, turn me over. Because when you look at my eyes, then that fatherly love might overwhelm you. And it might deter you from the command of Allah. So turn me over. And oh my father, tie me up so that I don't shake. And I am able to go through this with patience. Becomes easy for you, becomes easy for me. I don't kick and move around. And oh my father, take my shirt out so you can give it to my mother. So she can be comforted that she got something of me, of mine left behind. So such sacrifice, brothers, I'm saying that we should be able to sacrifice everything for Allah. And when it comes to qurbani also, our desires to stay away from haram, from intermingling, from wrong environments, and from doing it in the correct way. Not that just to make our nafs happy, that we break the law of Allah Ta'ala. I must do the best animal. I must spend the best money. And I must do it in a way that is Sharia compliant. So nevertheless, to complete the hadith, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim. The Sunnat of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the Sahaba asked, what is there for us in that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَا قَالُ فَصُوف قَالَ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ مِنَ الصُوف حَسَنَا. For every hair, if the animal has hair like a goat or cattle, and if it has wool, then for every fiber in that wool, Allah Ta'ala will give you one reward for that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. SubhanAllah.